One in the morning. Silicadel Slap Hour is back on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford at 1 in the morning, Silicadel Slap Hour. So you like to hear. First episode of the season, solo. So, yeah, I don't know. I didn't really come in with much of a plan. It's usually very meticulously planned my set list, and today I didn't really do it. I don't know why. Maybe we'll do this. First, I'll start us off with a nice little long little ambient track by Mr. Ferraro. That'll get us started off nice, won't it? Lovely. All right. So starting off this special week of Silicadel Slop Hour, we have, oh my god, it's even on Spinatron. It's crazy. It's got the cover too. Crazy. All right. Yeah, we got F-150 Night Heroes at the Highway's End by James Ferraro. Think Chrysler PT Cruiser. Think endless Best Buy parking lot. Think oversized leather couches you can't sit on. Think Judge Judy. Think Best Buy. Think parking lot expanse. Yeah. That's what we're starting with. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Ooh, there's some feedback there. God, what a song. I love that song. One of my favorite Ferraro tracks. So good. So what do we... I don't know why the fuck this fucking... I didn't say any of that, whatever you just heard just now. Because I'm not allowed to say that. Okay, what's next? What do we think about politics, guys? What do we think about this whole Ukraine thing, guys? Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Trying to figure out what to do while I'm... Alright. Next song up. This is a song that really I'm going to play because it really encapsulates how I feel right now. It's a great song from a contender from my favorite album of all time. This is one of the weaker songs on the album, and it's still amazing. I'm, of course, talking about Long Distance Drunk by Modest Mouse off of their 1997 masterpiece, Lonesome Crowded West. I'm just going to play it, and we're going to hear it. And, yeah, let's hear it. It's a wave of nostalgia washing over me right now. I fucking love Modest Mouse. They're great. I mean, yo, who's in the fucking studio? Ooh, I can't swear. Come in. I'm mid song. Come in the thing. I see you. Get. There we go.
He's eating pizza slice.
Oh, he's eating pizza? Oh, he can't have that in here.
Yeah.
We got a guest in here. We got a... We got our guest.
Hello.
What's happening?
It's Isaac. Just got back from the title of the creator, Kelly Uchis, Vince Staples, Tizo Touchdown.
Oh.
Show.
How was it?
Booster. It was wonderful. That was awesome.
It's a goddamn shame. Goddamn shame I wasn't going to spend $200 on a concert ticket.
Yeah, you have to cost the ticket plus... actually getting to Wooster, mm-hmm. And then it's like over dinner time, so you gotta like go out to eat somewhere,
shit.
And you gotta like pay for gas, so like the costs add up, but it was worth it for me.
Yeah,
that was so
I'd imagine that seeing that shit live, like I missed the Igor tour, I missed that.
Yeah,
I think
I did too. Yeah,
it's god, such a fucking.
He's like, and the crowd was like, you know, into it, and Kelly did her thing, and she what she does, she's very good at, but like. Everyone was there for Tyler.
Yeah.
And he had such a good, like, presence about him that it was just insane.
Yeah.
New magic wand, insane.
Oh, my God. That's the one that, like, I need to fucking see live, like, at least at some point.
Just in hearing him talk between songs, too. Like, he was, like, gushing about... He told a whole, like, extended story about, like, not getting the Grammy for Flower Boy, so that motivated him. To make Igor, I think his quote was one of the illest things ever, which is basically him being like, no, I made one of the best albums ever.
Literally.
Yeah,
he did.
And it's like, he did. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he can say that.
It's just incredible.
Like, he's...
Back to back, consistent, tight.
He
played live, can be played casually, just chilling. It's all...
It's great. It's a literally perfect album. He's one of the few people, like, to reach, like, this level of success today that's, like, completely warranted. Genuinely one of the best.
It's just a feel-good story.
Yeah. God. Even, like, they're all good. Which is legend. What else can I say? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't have much planned, so,
I'm looking at the cube right now. It's not extensive.
Yeah.
Hey.
I started with a 12-minute song. What's happening?
What's good? Is this on?
It is on. Is it on?
Oh, my God.
Is that two? Yeah, that's on.
Hello.
Wait. Is that... Which one's that?
Oh, has this not been on?
It's been down. It's usually been quiet. Probably.
Okay. Now I'm hearing it, so it must not have really been on.
Yeah.
These headphones don't work. That's unfortunate, because right. I just talked for like 5 minutes.
You talked about Tyler, the Creator.
I heard.
And
it was incredible.
It was, yeah.
It was
no,
so much fun.
Mm-hmm. God. I'm jealous now.
No, you had to be here for the radio show.
Oh, yeah, of course. How could I miss this?
Exactly.
Yeah, how? I can't let the automation do it. Who's gonna play? Speaking of which, what am I gonna play? Alright, I'm gonna play some, I have some, 70s Cambodian psych music.
Okay. Alright,
I've been listening to this album on repeat. It's great. It's eerie, because all of the people, every person playing on this album was killed, obviously.
Obviously.
Because of the thing that happened in Cambodia.
Oh, yeah. That's just unfortunate.
It is very.
I did not think that would come up tonight in conversation.
It's a great. I really like this track. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the name or the artist, so I'm just going to play it.
Excited.
Yeah, let's get it.
Thank you.
Goddamn.
That was a cool little track.
Nice little track. Goddamn shame what happened in Cambodia. Have you guys had too much Tyler tonight, seeing you're just at the concert?
Depends.
I'm cool with more.
Depends, because I kind of want to hear New Magic Wand now.
The performance for that went nuts.
Yeah.
That was...
Really, I don't even like New Magic Wand that much, which is an unpopular opinion, but it kind of went crazy at the concert.
It's a phenomenal track, IMO. I'm going to play it now.
I'm of the opinion that what's good is better.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah, no,
I'm just trying so hard to be different right now.
I think Yonkers is better.
You just need low-key
steak sauce wipes.
It's interesting to me that out there in the year 2022, there are definitely still people out there who are like
Goblin
Tyler
Best Old,
like yeah, like yeah. Goblin Bastard, like elitist, like yeah.
I see a lot of like fucking Wolf Best.
Yeah,
so. Wolf.
Like that was popular like a couple years ago.
Wolf is at least somewhat understandable because there's like a concept or a theme, and like there's a specific aspect of it I think you could relate to. But like Goblin and Bastard is just it's just rough.
Yeah, that's. To say the least.
Like, the one song... I just, like... Wolf is, like, fucking, like... The one song I remember off of it that's not, like, the single one. The I Fucking Hate You one. It's, like... He's singing, like, from the perspective of, like, a school shooter and shit. And it's, like, terminally early 2010s edgy. And, like, I
that was,
he was still in his edgy phase.
He had a big problem with, like, wanting to be Eminem for a while.
Yeah.
Him and Earl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy how much they've grown since then.
When are you collabing? When are they collabing again?
Their sounds are so different now. Yeah. I don't even know how that would work.
Yeah. Did you see that interview?
He's like, different schools.
No, he's like, do you hear the chords? I don't use chords.
He's like, just flexing on you on the bridge or whatever.
Yeah.
He loves chords, man.
He loves the chords. Alright, we can hear a New Magic Wand right now.
Like magic.
Like magic. What?
Sometimes you gotta close a door to open a window.
I saw a photo, you look joyous. My eyes are green, I eat my veggies. I need to get her out the picture. She's really fucking up my frame. Like we are. My mother said I'm on the spectrum. Don't call me selfish, I hate sharing. This 60-40 isn't working. I want 100 of your time, your mind. Show you right. Beginner's luck. Not my first, who gives a fuck? Your other one. Evaporate, you celebrate. You under oath. I pick a side, and if you don't, I'll pick you both. It's not a joke. Murder, she wrote. Take one look in the mirror,
implications so clear. I live life with no fear, except for the idea that one day you won't be here. I will not fetch the ball. Eyes are green, I eat my vegetables. It has nothing to do with that bra, but if it did, guarantee she'd be gone. Well, I got a plan with the walk in the pins. If you can't understand, I'm a hawk in the gym. Eyes on the prize, got wig on my chest that I need to get off, right? Talking to them. Can't be in the picture if you got no frame. I'll let the world know because I ain't got no shame. Blow the whole spot up because I wanna share last names, I wanna be your number one, not the other one. Keep it on the low, I'm in my right mind, keep it on the high. Drain the shotgun, spilling feelings, now I'm out here mopping up. Foot on the floor, pack up your bags, we hit the store. Grab our supplies, no need for masks. Bust through the door, get the job done like retirement. I admit, you look concerned, new magic wand.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Wonderful.
I love heroin.
I love heroin.
I love heroin.
Was that on air?
Of course.
We gotta advertise.
Gotta let the people know.
I found the worst one of these stupid fucking mashups I've ever made. I found one.
Harrison kind of spoiled
it. He spoiled it.
I'm looking forward to it.
He spoiled it? He spoiled it? I'm playing it anyway. The world needs to hear it. I'm going to cut it off after like 2 minutes because I don't think I can go any further than that.
There's like a tolerance.
How long is it?
Yeah, well, it's just the whole song, like 5 minutes.
Oh,
you just play this like every time you have a show and it's like you build up tolerance until you can actually listen to the whole thing.
A little bit further every time.
when you're actually making it and like you have to like arrange the audio tracks together, like you tolerate it. If within like by the time it's finished,
you kind of have to.
You already went through the tolerance.
Yeah.
You already built up resistance, like microdosing
over and over and over again.
All right, so I don't know how long I'm gonna play this. I just like playing these on the airwaves. I think it's funny. It makes me chuckle. All right, let's hear it.
Let's go.
Listeners, call in.
Except for the cops, mission impossible, start with a Glock, then a Glover, 100, amazing. You let my cousin in. You know everybody, my cousin. Oh yeah, and I gotta be thugging it, cause my hair can get nappy as fuck over jewelry, and I got that chocolate coloring.
One thing you could do is you could team up with an emerging artist, and everybody that you train, their contract with you can be an NFT, and it becomes a collectible. So now all of a sudden when people pay you $150 a session, instead of it just being you send them an invoice and they pay, now you give them an NFT that represents the contract. But if that artist that you discover blows up, that becomes an asset, and you're making royalties when people trade that collectible.
Well, I'm saying like fitness, like...
That's what I'm saying too.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I'll say it again. Do you train people? Or what do you do?
Everything's online.
When somebody buys it, instead of giving them an invoice, you give them an NFT. Okay. You put a 10% royalty against that token. You spend time discovering emerging artists. You get somebody to make a design for your receipt. It becomes an NFT. If that artist goes on and explodes, people start selling their receipt from paying you because it's a collectible.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought that was like 30 seconds. No, it's 4 minutes.
I'd like to reiterate to the listeners that Wishes and Hot Shower mix-up you heard was created by...
Dan
himself.
We have to have a source for this.
Of course.
It was put out into the world. We can't just pretend like it was just...
Like on YouTube
It just
already.
Like floated yeah. around and we yeah, randomly... Yeah. It was randomly stumbled. No, this is, no, an, this is an intentional
this is a product,
decision.
Product,
a series
product
of, decisions.
Of hard work.
Of course, yeah. The,
this is serious labor.
I should be compensated in some way for
real.
What I'm doing. I'm a hero.
Take it out of the WMFO budget.
You should be paying
the damn mashups. Did you clear... You got to clear... Clear the sample.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Nah, I'll be cool. I'll be fine.
Yeah, we're chilling.
We're fine.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to get sued for not legally owning any of this music that I'm playing.
Yeah, for all, for the large audience of the,
Of, how many people we have?
Of what's the show again? The
Silicagel Slop Hour. Obviously.
Of course.
How could I forget?
Exactly.
Such an iconic.
Rolls off the tongue, really.
We have 27 listeners.
Hey!
Which is, yeah, so that's...
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I usually average like 27 to 30, so I think this is a pretty
solid.
All right. Brazilian stuff coming up. Because I have to do something Brazilian.
Shout out capybaras.
Shout out capybaras. Shout out Brazil, just in general.
Yeah.
Nothing bad ever happens.
Campeão mundo.
Campeão do mundo.
Brasil,
Brazil. Brasil número uno.
How many World Cups have they won? I feel like I should remember this off the top of my head.
Six or seven.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's some catchy number, but I actually can't remember it. But they bring it up a lot.
Campeão do mundo.
Shout out to Santos Clube de Futebol.
Alright.
Gabigol.
Gabigol.
Brazil. Yeah.
Maltratei, sim, maltratei demais.
Dói!
Te machuquei, que meu coração que bate calado, que bate calado, que bate, bate.
Dói, dói, dói.
Oh, oi, 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 oi. Maltratei, sim, maltratei demais.
Dói!
E machuquei, que meu coração que bate calado, que bate calado, que bate, bate.
Dói, dói, dói.
Oh, oi, 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 oi.
Pretty swag. I like that one.
I like that. That was fun.
Fun little. I don't know. I don't speak Brazilian, so I don't know what they say.
Brazilian.
I don't speak whatever they got going on over there.
They saved the Tufts Brazilian department.
Shout out to Tufts Portuguese.
Shut up, man.
What do we want next?
Let's see.
I mentioned Arthur. I'm not going to say Arthur Verachai. I feel like, is it Chai? It's like, The C-A-I is a very common, like, Portuguese little sound.
Yeah, I think
that I never know how to actually pronounce.
When it has the little, the Portuguese, they do the little squiggle into the C. That's the sound.
Yeah, like a sigh,
maybe. A sigh, yeah. Yeah, Kai.
I don't know if his name is that or not.
Which Verikai track you have in mind?
Oh, I did not have one in particular. It's like the one album that everyone listens to.
Yeah,
it's like only like six songs.
Yeah.
So you can just pick anything off that, really.
Let's do Na Boca do Sol.
There we go.
Three minutes.
Wonderful.
Probably great.
Probably.
We'll
have to see.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. We're going.
Let's go. Yeah. No, play something off of Megatron.
Megatron.
Oh, yeah. What's a
Megatron track? I don't know.
I have not listened to any of it.
I haven't had the chance to listen to you either. Megatron.
See which one has the funniest title.
Megatron full album. All right. Let's go track
listing. Just funniest title.
There's a Jerry Rice song.
All the songs are like 2 minutes, so you could probably play like half the album by the time but the time the show's over.
Babytron. Let's go to the Babytron SB YouTube channel. Let's hear a separate. I want to hear a separate. Area 51, Hustle Junkie, Crocs and Walk.
That one probably goes
Crocs
nuts.
And Walk.
Crocs and Walk.
Gotta try Crocs and Walk.
Got to be a winner.
Oh, okay.
Honey balling all but head. Honey balling all blues on. Honey dog, what up, Helly? Yeah. Bitch, I'm right back to honey ballin' all honey ballin', yeah. Honey ballin' all blues on me, bitch, think I'm crib. In the deep, gray, white, don't think I'm shrimp. G-O-A-T, shit, bitch, I think I'm him. Gotta be 10 plus with me to think I'm kin. We are not cousins, we are not nuts. Bitch, I'm tryna fuck, turn around, we are not hugs. If I hear a sub, guarantee I got the Glock jump. Myriads of the Subies of the Purples, I don't rock Hudson. Threw the beam on the Glock, cause it comes in hand. Shot his legs off, he took the bag and tried to run it, man. $100 place, every meal, bitch, my stomach fans. I was young as hell, loving paper, was in love with candy. I was young as hell, masked up before Halloween. I was young as hell on that one shit, counting cheese.
league. I was young as hell on that court, hope they scouted me. Now I'm balling on whoever once doubted me. Told the bitch get the fuck on if she ain't throwing neck. Zaza's, turtle pie, this ain't motor breath. 10 toes, bitch, I'm with the reaper, all he know is step. Backwood full of runs, swear I ain't joking, Neff. Rap star, walk around with a frozen neck. Reach for a chain, hit man, lay your soul to rest. Skinny motherfucker, buffs on, all I know is flex. Could've been a broke motherfucker, but I chose a check. Could've been poor, but I'm rich now. Turned the city up, the first video on Rich Time. Hip hop lab, big thrust, bitch, I'm lit now. Shitty boys, dog shit militia, don't get blicked down. Red beam all on dog nose, he a big clown. Unky moving through the bows, this is fifth time. $1,000 sneaks, I take your ass to drip time. Hitman, Mr. Headshot, you better get down. You better try and run and flee, you better tuck and duck. Big bad wolf, the bad wolf in a huff and puff. Working magic with the visas, Hufflepuff. In a spaceship, high as hell finna hover up. Three red, turn my mind doing the Martian jewel. Push the little button, finna start the coup. This shit chessy, you better play your smartest move. Put that little gun down, you ain't got the heart to shoot. If we down two, I got a three in me. Bitch talk loose, I'm on her head like a B2B. Y3 joggy, Kanye's, I got a D to feed. In the scam house, same block, you can see a fiend. Cuz in the trap, fuck around with some peas and beans. Little light skin, pretty bitch like Alicia Keys. Ever get some real cheese, gotta feed your team. Wearing Crocs around some millionaires, I'm just being me.
Hey, shitty boys, what up, Helly?
Hey, 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 shitty boys.
Beat selection and flow remain
it was an impossibility that he would miss.
Yeah, no, like, he's found the Babytron flow, he's found the Babytron style, and he's sticking with it because it's so good.
If it keeps working.
I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
beats goofy and great.
Goofy, silly beat,
that's what you want to be.
Representing Detroit, the side of Detroit that a lot of us really didn't get to hear. The silly and
Ypsilanti.
Goofy
Ypsilanti.
We gotta get Everfresh. We
need Everfresh. We need to start importing Everfresh.
I saw they got Everfresh in like Maine.
Really?
Yeah. Boston.
Take a road trip up there.
Alright. What do we have next? What do we want next? I have like three picked
what
out.
What all's come out tonight?
I have a last song.
There's a Gucci Mane diss on YoungBoy that came out.
There's also a YoungBoy DaBaby collab album that I didn't know existed until about a half hour or hour ago.
You can't support DaBaby on this show. This is respectable.
I'm not saying play it. I just feel like I have to share because that is fascinating information.
That is so
funny. I had no clue they were even in the same, like, circles.
No. The baby's really looking for anyone at this point.
They've collabed before.
See, I don't listen to either of them enough to know that. I listen to both of them enough to know that I respect NBA YoungBoy way more.
Can't show.
We should play some YoungBoy.
We should play YoungBoy. We should play YoungBoy.
Sure. You should play like Bad Dad.
I don't think I've heard like a full YoungBoy song. I've only heard like 30-minute long snippets and like I.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to play.
Yeah.
I would say him as a joke, but I actually don't know what he did, so I feel like I can't just go around saying that.
I know the one that's like, we got nines in this bitch.
That's a free dog.
Oh,
free
yeah.
D dog.
And also the, you the one I want? No. Is that Nevada?
I don't know that one. I like a couple. I like a handful of NBA YoungBoy songs.
I always see like his lyrics clipped like out of context.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, not even.
I've been trying
to
get my sense of music.
I heard my grandpa say,
"Please, Venus."
Not even what he said. I'm just clip it right, and that's what it sounds like.
Can I
say we play bad, but it's up to you ultimately.
Hold on.
There's one bar where he says, "It's something like." Oh, what does he say? It's something about his obs being children and he's a child molester.
Oh, that's an unreleased song.
I watched
yeah.
my grandpa say penis. <famous. laughs>
There's like a music video.
Yeah. Let me just play like NBA YoungBoy memes compilation on there for a bit.
We got like, yeah, we just got a couple minutes.
Like in 2006.
This is all you need.
Kind of just make actually no sense. Hard.
Yeah. I like that song.
Yeah.
Man, this bitch. I got pounds in this bitch. I got hoes running in and on this time.
You just need this audio on loop.
I go by YoungBoy.
I'm talking shit.
Who's playing TikTok songs? No sense over WFO.
This is what radio's all about.
This is where we're at. TikTok sounds.
What is this?
Yo, Tui, it's Tui. Yeah, it's Tui.
Oh, Tui Bumner.
He's been doing this for like forever.
I like his Pierre one. Poof. Give him a dome.
He looks like the Man United coach.
He looks like Rob Reddick.
People will post memes whenever United loses, and it's just like Ralph Ragnick tactics, and it's just him lip syncing to like a young boy song.
Like how, it's just the same every other one is
it's all just like how young boy fans blank.
That was the TikTok
the
trend.
Meme of like the guy I'm explaining a meme like, visually yeah. over radio
yeah,
now.
Yes, you should.
This is where we're at. But the holding up a bowling ball but like a jump shot.
Oh yeah.
That's what I think of.
Average young boy fan.
Okay. I think I got like 3 minutes left, so I'm gonna
start. You need to play like an actual song.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna part of the actual song. Alright, we're gonna do Bark Psychosis. Street Scene by Bark Psychosis. I think this was the band that invented the term post rock. I'm not sure though.
Don't the most useful and descriptive term ever.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I gotta log the NBA YoungBoy meme compilation. And then, okay.
Of course.
I'm playing Street Scene by Bark Psychosis right now. This is playing this out. Hope everyone tunes in next week for the next installment of Silica Gel Slapper. Does anyone want to plug anything?
Yeah. My show's on Fridays at 11 p.m. and this is Late Night Delights.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. I don't know what my show is yet, so I don't have anything to plug, really. I don't know. I'm not doing anything too crazy. I'm in Melisma with Andres. Well, he's technically EAC, so he's over me.
The head honcho.
But I don't know how... We're kind of in between things right now with it. There's not too much to plug. Eyes on
come
the horizon.
Come to Melisma. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. The Mab.
It's a good time.
Love the Mab, baby.
Love the Mab.
All about the Mab, baby. Love the Mab.
I know. And just as on the horizon, Isaac will have his own show. It will be called Hour to Kill or An Hour to Kill. Something like that. I can't remember what exactly like I put in.
Hell yeah.
No clue what time it will be.
Hell yeah, brother.
Get a nice 4 a.m. time slot.
Yeah, could be 10 a.m. alternating. Could be... 2 a.m. Sundays every week. Who knows?
We'll see.
Alright, so right now we're gonna have a Street Scene by... I keep putting Bruce Springsteen songs in the...
The Rivendell.
Yeah, a Street Scene by Bark Psychosis. I'll see you all next week. Goodbye.